Okay, we're going to go 2 weeks for the weekly multiple listing sales update. For the last 2 weeks of the year, 2010, week 51, 52, 622, 623 weeks I've done this. It's for single-family residences only and just through the multiple listing service. Now, interestingly enough, the new listings, there's three categories, new listings, opened escrows, and closed escrows. New listings, both weeks, only five new listings. A low of $579,000 on Oak Crest, a low of $539,000 on Salisbury. I wonder if a true vegetarian would agree to live on Salisbury. Brent? And that's for the 2 weeks. The highs for the 2 weeks, $1,495,000 on East Pepper Lane, then a high of $2,695,000 on San Ysidro. The first, the 51st week, five new listings, two were under $1 million. Medium price, $1,001,000. Okay. The average, $1,039,000. Now, I have to go back there and look again. Is that possible? I guess it is. I didn't read the numbers incorrectly, but that's pretty weird. I've never seen the average go lower than the medium, but with five listings, anything's possible. It's really kind of retarded to even look at five listings. For the next week, the last week of the year, five new listings, four were under $1 million. Median price only 7.25. Very unusual for new listings. Okay, second category, opened escrows for the last 2 weeks of the year, 2010. Single family residences only just through the multiple listing service. First week, there were nine opened escrows. Now, let me just tell you this. If I just said there were nine opened escrows and a third of them were over $1,475,000, you'd go, wow, some high-end stuff there. Three of nine. It happens that the median price was $825,000. But again, I throw those other numbers out because sometimes, as good as I think the median price is, certainly with these low numbers, but even if I look at a quarterly number and I look at it yearly, remember, the median price for the year, let's say it's going to be $860,000, still consistently about a third of all listings sold for over $1,150,000. So let's say it's 33%. That means 17% sell between the median price of $860,000 and $1,150,000. 50% sell below $860,000, if that's the number. And then 33% sell above $1,150,000. That's for the year. So, okay. So a low of $389,900 on West Haley. That's the house I told you about with the living vine. Well, all vines, I guess, are living, known sometimes as a living fence. The vine growing on the chain link fence that it also covered the gate. So it couldn't even know how to get in. And then the gate moved, the vine moved. So that opened escrow, that was a low, a high of $1,875,000 on Shoreline. $1,875,000, and that's across the street, not on the ocean side of Shoreline. For the last week of the year, the opened escrows, only seven. And I can tell you that 43% of them were greater than $1,650,000. Wow. Median price $900,000, low of $603,770 on Calle Dia, which is in Carpinteria. What is that? Carp diem? What is that? Per diem? What is that? Well, per diem is another word. What is that expression? Carp or something?
Carpe diem.
Carpe diem? What does that mean? What does that mean? Carpe diem.
Seize the day.
Seize the day. So there's a cross there between Calle Dia, Carp. Okay. A high of Via Veneto, $6.4 million of the opened escrows, and a median price, $900,000. Okay, third category. Here's the kicker numbers, people wanting to close escrow the last 2 weeks of the year. Week 51 of 2010, single family homes, we had 13 closings. 30% of them were above $1,320,000, despite the fact that the median price was $716,000 for those 13 closed escrows. Low of $415,000 on Chino, a high $5.5 million on Para Grande. And for the final week of the year, 24 sold listings. So who would have thought you'd have 47 listings close in the last 2 weeks of the year? The two prior weeks, we had 40 close. So there's roughly, it's going to be a little different because the my week started at December 4th, so it won't exactly mirror December, but that's 87 sales in the last month of the year. So last week of the year, 24. A low of $325,000 on Punta Gorda. The 24 sold listings, 29% were over almost $1,300,000, despite the median price being $745,000. for those 24 sold listings, 29% of them were over $1,290,000. A high of 6.4 million on Hot Springs Road. So those are the last 2 weeks of the year, done rather quickly. We finish up the year with 19.4%, just under 20% of our listings in escrow overall. But if you look at just under a million, 37% in escrow under $1 million. So at the end of the program, thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember, goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Visit RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. You can listen to past programs and search MLS listings throughout California, or call me at my Santa Barbara office at 452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, remember, I can answer any question eventually.